July, the seventh month of the year in the Gregorian calendar, and the height of summer, which provides a rich harvest of colours and sights. Poets of the calibre of Thomas Hardy, H.P. Lovecraft, and Wilfred Owen describe and marshal their thoughts for our delight. Among our readers are Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
Summer by Alexander Pope. See what delights in sylvan scenes appear. Descending gods have found Elysium here. In woods bright Venus with Adonis strayed, and chaste Diana haunts the forest shade. Come, lovely nymph, and bless the silent hours, when swains from shearing seek their nightly bowers, when weary reapers quit the sultry field, and crowned with corn their thanks to Ceres yield. This harmless grove no lurking viper hides, but in my breast the serpent love abides. Here bees from blossoms sip the rosy dew, but your Alexis knows no sweets but you. O deign to visit our forsaken seats, the mossy fountains and the green retreats. Where'er you walk, cool gales shall fan the glade, trees where you sit shall crowd into a shade, where'er you tread the blushing flowers shall rise, and all things flourish where you turn your eyes. Oh, how I long with you to pass my days, invoke the muses and resound your praise. Your praise the birds shall chant in every grove, and winds shall waft it to the powers above. But would you sing and rival Orpheus' strain, the wondrous forest soon should dance again, the moving mountains hear the powerful call, and headlong streams hang listening in their fall. But see, the shepherds shun the noonday heat, the lowing herds to murmuring brooks retreat, to closer shades the panting flocks remove. Ye gods, and is there no relief for love? But soon the sun with milder rays descends to the cool ocean where his journey ends. On me love's fiercer flames for ever prey. By night he scorches as he burns by day. From My Diary, July 1914, by Wilfred Owen. Leaves murmuring by myriads in the shimmering trees, lives wakening with wonder in the Pyrenees, birds cheerily chirping in the early day, bards singing of summer scything through the hay, bees shaking the heavy dews from bloom and frond, boys bursting the surface of the ebony pond, flashes of swimmers carving through the sparkling cold, fleshes gleaming with wetness to the morning gold. A mead bordered about with warbling water brooks, a maid laughing the love laugh with me, proud of looks, the heat throbbing between the upland and the peak, her heart quivering with passion to my pressed cheek. Braiding of floating flames across the mountain brow, brooding of stillness and a sighing of the bough, stirs of leaflets in the gloom, soft petal showers, stars expanding with the starred nocturnal flowers.
Answer July by Emily Dickinson. Answer July, where is the bee? Where is the blush? Where is the hay? Ah, said July, where is the seed? Where is the bud? Where is the may? Answer thee, me. Answer thee, me. Nay, said the may, show me the snow. Show me the bells, show me the jay. Quibbled the jay, where be the maize? Where be the haze? Where be the burr? Here, said the year.
The Schoolboy by William Blake. I love to rise in a summer morn, when the birds sing on every tree, the distant huntsman winds his horn, and the skylark sings with me. Oh, what sweet company! But to go to school in a summer morn, oh, it drives all joy away, under a cruel eye outworn. The little ones spend the day in sighing and dismay. Ah, then at times I drooping sit, and spend many an anxious hour, nor in my book can I take delight, nor sit in learning's bower, worn through with the dreary shower. How can the bird that is born for joy sit in a cage and sing? How can a child, when fears annoy, but droop his tender wing, and forget his youthful spring. Oh, father and mother, if buds are nipped and blossoms blown away, and if the tender plants are stripped of their joy in the springing day, by sorrow and care's dismay, how shall the summer arise in joy, or the summer fruits appear? Or how shall we gather what griefs destroy, or bless the mellowing year when the blasts of winter appear?
In This Summer by Daniel Sheehan. In this summer when we meet, all in coy and mute surrender, wind-blown, ruffled charm. Evening shadows cross the fields from far-flung flailing sun and dance around your legs. The golden fading glow bathes with honey light your face and in your heart my home.